The faithful and encouraging presence of our Lord Jesus be with you all, heart dwellers. So tonight I'm going to share with you some dreams. I had a dream about 2 hours ago, which is going to be at the end of this message. But we've been collecting a few visions and dreams that have been sent in to us that I think are very relevant and be very helpful and encouraging for all of us who are waiting for the rapture. Okay, the first one is from one of our listeners. May the sweet love of our Lord Jesus be with you. A quick note to let you know that two of the major works the Lord was waiting for are here now. They are two movies, Miracles from Heaven and God's Not Dead 2. Do you remember that you asked Jesus if you were going to have time to finish the thumb drive, and Jesus told you yes? They will be in distribution when the rapture happens? Well, any day now, they're starting to be in distribution and the movies are out. And just a note on that, guys, this week they'll be on Amazon for sale sometime this week. I can't tell you exactly when. And when I say sale, I don't mean for profit. It's just going to be the charge for shipping. We had several people come forward and pay for them. But the tethered thumb drive and the tethered album will be on Amazon and iTunes on the album sometime this week. She continues here. Before your message came out today, yesterday afternoon after work, I was praying but spent my time crying for doubting God's word on the rapture. Boy, haven't we all been going through that? He said it will be weeks and not months. Many of us have been expecting his coming earlier, I was telling him, like I was the one to question his decisions. He said weeks and not months, and it's been almost 2 months since the day he told you that. I cried in repentance, and then he gave us that sweet message today. Well, almost 2 months is not 2 months, I wrote to her. And he said he was increasing the time by tiny increments until everything was distributed. We still have this week ahead of us for them to get out. The thumb drives and albums are just being shipped to Amazon now. So when I had my head in the pillow last night, she continues, before I closed my eyes, I asked him about the rapture. Will I go? He gave me the most magnificent dream ever. I was with my husband, and all of a sudden my body began to shake, and immediately I was transported into some sort of carriage, then into a room with both my parents that are dead. In my spirit I asked the Lord, "Is this the rapture?" He answered, "Yes." A few seconds went by, and my daughter, that doesn't want to hear about the rapture, showed up in the same room. And he said, yes, it is her. A few more seconds and one of my brothers showed up too. The other one never showed up. And the Lord said, remember, he doesn't believe in me as being my son anymore. He became a Jew, so he stayed behind. After a few more seconds, I asked about my grandson. He's 3. The Lord answered, don't you hear his footsteps? I stayed very silent and I heard his footsteps. When he came into the room, it was like a whirlwind brought him. He was all dirty from the ascension, and he just shook himself like dogs do, and all the dirt was gone. There he was playing with Grandma and giggling with her. Then I asked about my son. No answer at the beginning, but he replied, he too has stayed behind. The weird thing is that he preaches the gospel. I've never heard him preach because he lives in Puerto Rico. We can use FaceTime on our phones, but that rarely happens. I don't know what church he goes to, and he never talks about it much. When I told him about Jesus' messages through this channel, his answer was that they were not from Jesus. So you know how it goes. I'll not say much to him. I just pray until my heart breaks. I know Jesus has everything under control. Then I saw my husband on earth walking with his mother after that. The Lord is so good. I have never had an encounter with him like you have, but he gives me dreams instead, very sporadically. When I woke up from the dream, it was because I was giving thanks to the Lord. I woke up and my husband was laughing and playing with my grandson. I'm so grateful for that dream. Now, she had another dream in October of 2014, before her trip to Israel. This is how it went. Jesus showed me a war in D.C. At the beginning, I thought I was in a castle, but now I know it was the White House. As the dream was going on, a bookshelf appeared and disappeared with books in it. Then the dream kept going on. The general of the army invading the land had a clipboard with everything that was going on written. As the war was going on in our land, that general was explaining to me why all of it was happening. Of course, some dreams of the Lord, he doesn't let you remember everything, and this conversation was one of them. But I remember after seeing all the destruction and bombing that went on, we ended in D.C. The White House was almost non-existent, and they were changing flags on the top roof from the American flag to a black flag. The bookshelf kept appearing until the Lord allowed me to read the title of the books on that shelf: The Book of Life, The Book of the Living, The Book of Tears, The Book of Remembrance, The Book of Truth. Then I heard his voice telling me, "It is time to open them." And I woke up. Okay, here's another one from a different listener. My first dream began in January of 2015. I was on a ship that went across the ocean very quickly. It stopped outside a statue that was ugly and black. I said to the angel standing next to me on my right, "That's not the Statue of Liberty. I don't know what that is." Then I saw further across in the distance the actual Statue of Liberty and said, "There it is. You see, that's the real one. I have no idea what this ugly statue is." The ship then moved forward at great speed to a city completely underwater. I realized that this was New York City, and only some of the tops of the tallest buildings were shown. In all of the windows and in the sky, there were thousands and thousands of white doves. And I just wanted to remark on that for a moment. At first, I thought it might be the symbol for souls that had lost their lives. But when we were in ministry in Colombia, one of the visionaries had a dream of the great earthquake. And all the buildings were leveled. They were all rubble, so you couldn't tell where anything was anymore, except there were clouds of doves perched in different places. They recognized the doves and the pigeons as having lived there in that area. And that's how they knew what area of the city it was, by spotting the birds. So if the birds totally lost the city to live in, then they would be hovering or landing wherever there was a place for their feet. So I'm not sure what the white doves mean. Then she had another dream in February. I saw a brilliant blue sky and a white light was flying through the air. I first thought it looked like a shooting star, and then I said to myself, "No, it's a rocket of some sort." The dream then immediately moved to a nuclear rocket on its side, and it had a red star on it. I recognized this to be a Russian symbol. The dream then quickly moved to me watching television, and on the screen I saw Obama talking, but didn't hear what he was saying. And another dream she had, I had a very quick dream of overhearing a conversation. I heard the name Miami, and then a voice said in my right ear, "Now you know." And this one's in New York. After that, I was in the sky looking down at a bridge in New York again. I could see people doing their normal things, busying about as they do there. Suddenly the water moved back and up and then gushed right over the people. I was then taken to a shop somewhere in New York, and I was looking out the window. I could see a blonde-haired woman with blue eyes. Her hair was pinned back, and she was pushing a chair across a busy road. They do that in New York City, by the way. She stared directly at me. And all of a sudden, she looked to her right and fear crossed her face. I started to scream at her, "Get inside, get up, get high, don't stand there." I saw the sea swirling down the street towards her. I had prayed for this woman. Yes, guys, whenever you have dreams like that, oh, do pray for those people that you see. And here's one about the mark. I saw three children playing, and a boy amongst the other two children had light brown hair with blue eyes. He was pulled away from them and stood in front of some adults. One of them injected his right hand with a microchip. He turned around to face me. His eyes had become glossy, as if he had no soul, no connection with the world or people around him. The other children continued to play, and he just stood there. Another dream that she had, she was in school and saw our enemies waving their weapons at the children and teachers. I saw one dressed as a Muslim. She was young and was holding a handgun in her right hand. She was pushing the Christian school children to the left and letting the Muslim children move on. The dream then moved to seeing waves crashing on a beach. I picked up a newspaper and I saw the date. It initially said June 2015. A line was drawn through this date, and another date was written with 2016. Wow. Well, we all know that the Lord gave us mercy this last June, so that's another confirmation. On January 7th, 2016, I walked into my kitchen with my husband. Now, this is a dream she had. I could see what I was wearing. All of a sudden, I started to glow. I turned to my husband and said, "I love you." I then disappeared instantly. I watched my clothes drop to the floor. My watch also hit the floor and made a clunk sound. Wow, that's amazing. And then on January 8th, she saw a headline of a newspaper and it read, "Israel in siege." January 9th, she was attending a party in her dream, and people were talking about some dreadful event in the world. I looked at a newspaper on a table. Headlines read, "USA at War." I saw a photo on the front page showing aircraft moving down from the north of USA. The article went on for 3 to 6 pages. Some women were talking and saying how awful this was. I said to them, "That's not what you need to worry about. You need to be right with Jesus because he's coming to take his people." So I suggested from now on, every moment, give your life to Jesus, as we have very little time left. Oh, my goodness. Well, she had a few more here, but I'm going to move on to the next listener that had some dreams. "Dear Claire and team, I remember when you gave a message about how some of us will be left behind to lead people to Christ by choice. It was an agreement with Jesus we made before we were even born. It spoke to me, but what happened next totally confirmed it. A few days prior, I was asking the Lord a lot of questions like this: Will you convict my family that Halloween is evil?" This is a mother speaking now. "Will you tell me if I'm pleasing to you?" So the other night, my 7-year-old boy had a slight fever and went to sleep for about 5 to 10 minutes. While sleeping, he was mumbling, "Do you know what a cross is?" Wow. And I answered, "Yes, I do." And he repeated, "Do you know what a cross is?" And I said, "Yes." And then he said, "Do you know what a crown is?" I said, "Yes, I do." Then he said, "They are the same thing." At that point, I knew something was up. Who was he talking to? This was deep stuff. So I woke him up, and at first he was groggy. After that, I asked him, "Who was he speaking to?" And he said, "Jesus, Mom. Doesn't everyone do that?" I said, "No." And I asked him a lot of questions. He said Jesus had nails in his hands and his feet, with tears in his eyes. He was beautiful and bright. I asked him what Jesus had said about me. He said, "Your mummy is going to do something amazing for me someday." Then I asked him about my teenage daughter, who isn't the most loving these days. He answered, "Jesus said that all of my daughters and my husband will be great saints someday and will die for Jesus." Wow. "And so will my son and I. And that his grandparents will become great saints because of my husband and I." Jesus cried when he showed him hell because he said he hates for people to go there. He also told me, he showed him two towns by the Red Sea, Sodom and Gomorrah. He said that after God's children are all in heaven, God will send fireballs to the earth to kill all the bad people. And that's when Jesus was sad because so many souls will go to hell. Claire, I've always had a calling to be a preacher, but so far not many doors have opened. Well, you know what? A lot of doors are going to open for you very soon. Very, very soon. Oh, the Lord give you courage. What an amazing future. So, at this point, I got to my dream that I had tonight. Ezekiel and I were at some kind of small gathering in a dining room adjacent to an old Catholic church. The priest there was putting away vestments that are used for their prayer services and talking about a bishop. I had the sense they were preparing for a church event involving other priests. But we were with a group of people, some of whom had just been released from prison. Somehow I understood that one of the men, a very rough-looking character, was planning to rob the church and waiting for his buddies to show up at the door. It was a rather poor neighborhood with an amusement park not too far off and a large trailer park neighborhood. I went outside with one of the women to warn them that I felt there was going to be a robbery that night from the ex-inmate and his friends. We walked down a long lawn and were standing on the driveway of the church that wrapped around the building, but it was on a hill. Below us was an ocean. And more like a bay, because it was very still water, and I could see land on either sides. And a beautiful sunset had just faded. I turned to my friend and said, "What a beautiful place. I would love to live here." As I said that, a flash of light happened about 12 miles away on the coast. The flash expanded slightly, but kept rising in a column. Then a bulbous part kept rising, and then another bulbous part, and then it expanded into a mushroom cloud, a relatively small one. I didn't hear the sound, I only saw the light. The two of us stood there dumbfounded, and then we saw people emerging out of the bay waters, one by one, coming up onto the beach. It was so dark I couldn't tell if they were wearing camo or black. But I caught the features on one man, and they were Korean. We were being invaded. It seemed like we were in Florida, in a protected cove, and the explosion happened to the right of us as we were looking out of the water. We could have been north of Miami, but it was not a huge explosion from what I saw, or the open ocean, more like a cove on the Gulf of Mexico. And possibly we were facing towards Houston. I don't know. And just a note here, I've had dreams before of North Korea invading the United States and being in the South, like Mississippi and Arkansas and that area, snipers hidden in the forest, and they were North Korean. Before I woke up, I heard they will be eating, drinking, marrying, and given in marriage. That's Luke 17:27. And I thought to myself, and getting out of jail and planning their next robbery as well? And then I awoke. So I asked the Lord, "Do you have anything to add to this, Jesus?" He began, "I loathe the day this comes with all my heart. I wish there were a way to avoid this. I wish things could be different. But because of the prayers and repentance of a few in relation to the total population, many will be spared the suffering so common in war. I have been slowly removing many from the zones of worst sufferings, but the entire country will be affected. Commerce will stop. There will be food shortages, water shortages, disease, and widespread panic and fear. The poor will suffer terribly because there will be nothing left over for them. Lord, is this what you wanted to talk to me about? It should be obvious, he said. I hear the grumblings on all sides. In the last days, mockers will come with their mocking and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Forever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. That's 2 Peter 3:4. I am giving you these warnings because the time is so near. Just as you experienced shock while you were looking out over the water, so shall this whole nation be in shock while your troops are scattered all over the world and unable to defend their own land. This too has been orchestrated to America's demise. Yet had you bowed the knee, America, and repented for your fellow countrymen, the worst could have been avoided. But there simply are not enough righteous ones in this country to turn back the tide of evil. And so it comes. And that's the end of the dreams and the message.